Good morning, everybody. You are listening to WFHR. This is Mornings on WFHR. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 on your AM dial. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I am Seth. I am hosting from the studio today because James and Melissa are at Family Natural Foods, and that is where we're going to go in just a minute. We want to thank Katrina and Steven and Mike and the whole gang over there for inviting us over for this wonderful time. They're celebrating their 76th anniversary, so we are tickled pink to be able to join them today. So let's go ahead. Let's go right over there to Family Natural Foods and bring in James and Melissa.
Thanks a lot, Seth. Appreciate it. Good morning, everybody. We are live and direct from Family Natural Foods here at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. We are having a blast. They literally just opened their doors minutes ago, Melissa. This is so much fun.
It is, and the customers came pouring in. Like, there are already, the store is practically full. Well, not really. We could use more of you. Come
yes.
on down.
Yeah.
The sale is going on all day today until they close at 6.
One of the things that we're excited about with today is not only getting a chance to go down memory lane with the gang here and kind of not just the history, but the importance of this store in this community. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk with Steven in a little bit, and we'll talk a little more detailed about some of those things and his connection to the building. It's been so much fun to be able to celebrate this. But with all that being said, it all comes down to you guys, the customers. And Melissa, there are so many great things on sale right now. I'm nervous for this building. I want these guys
it.
To be able to.
They didn't do this with plan ahead, James. And they serve the community, and they know what the people need. And right now, we need to stock up, because guess what? As we could tell this morning, it's a little chilly out
yeah.
there, winter's coming. So, as you'll notice, I've already filled the countertop.
Yes, yeah. yeah.
And I have a few more, because I need to get some of those vinegars and olive oils.
Oh my God, you ain't kidding. Yeah.
I'm excited. And I went through and I picked out what I wanted and decided, and then I looked at the price. I picked the most expensive. How did I do that?
You are making an investment. You are investing. You are investing not only in yourself, but you're also investing in this community, because that's what Family Natural Foods does.
Yes.
You hear that here on our station all the time, of course. When they join us on Morning Magazine or with Terry Talks Nutrition on the weekends that plays the sponsored mm-hmm. show that they have, these are things. These are another ways of them putting into this community.
Yeah.
They put it into us, and we do our best to take care of all of you. It's a win-win, and it's a perfect symmetry to it. And it's one of those things too, Melissa, that I feel, whether it was the intention or not, it's so cool how it happened naturally. Whether talking with Katrina about this and then Mike, and we'll talk with Steven a little bit about it, the way that this store has started, evolved in those early days, and then kind of over the years, the decades really, has grown into what it is now, to where it is such an integral part of the community.
And you know what? I love seeing these customers come pouring in. James, I've already seen people with lists. They have their lists.
Yes.
They know what they're coming in for. Hopefully they'll pick up a couple extra things, because there's such a great sale going on today. 20% off of so many items. And then they've got door prizes. You can sign up for door prizes as you come in. So you need to make sure you take advantage of this goings on.
Do you think that those door prizes are something we can get to?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah.
Because I did already get a T-shirt.
Nice, good on you. I've seen door prizes before, and then I see that. That's
right?
Not that. That's
no,
like
it's
gifts.
Beautiful.
It's like the Price is Right around here or something. There's so many things they're giving away. They're
Indeed.
Doing. And you weren't kidding when you said that about the sales, Melissa. 20% off supplements, cosmetics, CBD, essential oils, all the.
So many other things too.
And you know what I like about that? Whether I don't know if it was intentional or not, but so many of those things are things that we tend to. Well, I need this and this, but do I need that? I'll put it off. I'll get it next time or something. When you have a sale on something, what do you do? You
yeah.
get it. You don't.
Yeah.
There's no
Now's
putting
the time.
It off. You
Now's
do it now.
As you can see with this display on the counter.
Yes, yeah. So I think that's really cool how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, anniversaries traditionally are something, my parents celebrate an anniversary. I get them a gift, that kind of thing. They're doing the
they
opposite way.
They are gifting to the community. It's perfect.
It's and that doesn't stop when we're done here this morning. We'll be, of course, wrapping up at the end of the hour here. But the show goes on. They are going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
They will be doing this until the doors close at 6 today. And keep in mind, tomorrow they'll be open 9 to 4, continuing the celebration, continuing the fun, continuing the sales.
Yes. There are sales here. There's so many different items. James, I haven't even touched on an entire section yet that I need to get some things from.
And when we're talking about supporting local, buying local, one of the things that we love talking about are businesses like this. But then I started thinking about it, Melissa, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. There is no business like this. And then I started thinking about even the surrounding cities in the area and stuff. And yeah, Wood County, you can even go up to Portage to a degree, and you're not going to find a business like this. You're not going to find a store
not
like this.
Not with this longevity and this integral part of the community. I mean, and maybe they exist, and if you do, absolutely tell us about you. We'd love to hear about you and talk to you. Because these are the hubs of community. This is what builds goodwill. And I mean, just look at those people coming through the door, James.
It's there's not one person that walks in that is greeted, and there's a one person that I haven't seen so far that they don't know names, that they don't, that this this is a great place of going, not only for all these items and learning more about some things that might be beneficial for you or your loved ones. It's also just a hub, like you said. It's a place where people go to hang out, talk, get to know, meet people that, or see people they haven't seen in a while or anything like that.
Well, I'm really excited about Katrina saying that they're going to bring back having their educational series just informational sessions. I think that's such a wonderful thing. And to be able to, like I said, let's talk about mushrooms. She's like, oh, cool. Let's do that.
I'm really glad you brought that back up. I meant to bring that up again, too, because that was something I know the audience, I know a lot of people really enjoying when they would do that. And certainly with this last couple of years, weren't able to continue that.
Right.
Bringing that back, I think, is a really good idea. It's very cool that they thought of that. I'll be honest, I was thinking of talking to them off air about that, mentioning, hey, some listeners have said that they missed that, this and that, but they're so in tune with the community. They don't need me. They need me. They know it. I heard it.
It's been waiting in the wings, and they'll bring it back as soon as they can. What did she say? Maybe even as soon as November or possibly January, depending, because, I mean, everybody gets busy around the holidays. Let's be real.
They were nice enough to set up a conversations for us a little bit later with maybe some sales reps. We'll see where we, time allows. Definitely want to talk with Affy as well and talk a little bit about animal health. A good way to take care of our furry friends as it's getting colder out there. I do want to wrap up reminding everybody that, Old Man Winter has arrived. He is. I know it's not winter. We still have fall, but you know, Wisconsin, the seasons mixed together.
Chill, it just kind of layer.
And as we're building up our tolerance for cold all over again, your immune system, you can cover your hands with gloves, your feet with good boots, all these things. But what are you doing about the inside? What are you doing about that all important things inside of us? Come here, find out what could work out best for you. Everybody's got a different ache or pain. Everybody's got a different concern. Maybe you get colds easy. Maybe you don't.
Yeah.
Runny noses or something, like from this moment to, like, you know, spring, you're dealing with. Whatever it might be, you come here, you ask them, the gang, about these things.
They are knowledgeable. They have the products. They know the products. They know the people who produce the products in some cases. And they have these lifelong just connections with other areas in the community where they bring in these. She was telling me about that farm aloe over there and about the gentleman that runs that. That's just so amazing to me.
It's interesting. I'm so glad that, you hit on something really good there, Melissa, because I hadn't thought of that really too much. Nowadays, you and I have talked about this a lot, where almost everybody looks at labels. They look at the back, they look at the labels. Many people also look at where it's from.
Yes,
you know, that
where
kind
it was
of
produced.
Thing. We love supporting American products. All of us, I think, I would like to think that all of us do that as much as humanly possible.
As much as we can afford.
Right. Yes. Where here, you're looking at labels still, you're doing those things, but you have people that actually will help you find out, you know.
Yes. They can explain what those ingredients are and what they do.
Because I swear, sometimes they're making words up. Like, I look at the back of a label and I think they're making that stuff up. Uh-huh. These guys will tell me, no, they're not, James. That's against the law. But they also can tell you, like you hit on just so well there, I go to a department store, one of the normal places. I don't know where these products necessarily come from.
Right.
Here, you ask questions or they'll tell you. Yeah, this came from a farm 2 hours away. This came from here. This came from there.
My dad's known that guy since I was a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the cool relationships that you want at a business that you frequent.
In 76 years, they've been building these relationships. They've been building these connections, these pipelines, if you will, to different farmers, to different legacy and different organizations that do so much good work, so many different things. It's just so cool. I don't think I really thought about that full process of it before until being here and talking to everybody and having it laid out for you.
Well, and just seeing what a hub this is. I mean, people are still coming in the doors. They're filling up their baskets. This is awesome.
Yeah, and you don't even have to take our word for it, everybody. Stop on by. Come on down. Join us here. We're having a blast. Of course, Melissa and I will be here till 10, but this goes on all day, 9 to 6. They'll be having this sale going on, so be sure to come by, have some fun, meet us over here. We're going to talk to Stephen when we get back, and then we'll go, of course, to Melissa's news, and we'll come back and wrap up with some great conversations. So we'll take it right to the top of the hour. It's Mel and James here at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, celebrating 76-year anniversary with our friends at Family Natural Foods right here at WFHR.
Welcome back to Mornings with WFHR. We're going back to Family Natural Foods. Ha, got you there. In just a minute. Thanks for joining us, everybody, this morning. Having a lot of fun with Katrina and Steven and the gang there at Family Natural Foods. Just one quick note here as before we go back to James and Melissa and hopefully get some more interviews in today. We are going to be joined by Kristen Bry. That's right. Kristen Bry at 11 o'clock is going to be broadcasting from our very studios here at WFHR. It's going to be a lot of fun having her in town here. She's going to be doing her show from the heart of Wisconsin here. And she's got family in town, which is great. So there's a nice hometown connection with Kristen. If you haven't caught her show yet, we do encourage you to check it out. And she will be interviewing our own James Maloff at some point today, which is good, something to look forward to as well. They can talk acting. Because James doesn't talk acting enough. But I know she's also been in the trenches there, too. So that's going to be fun. What do you think, James? Is that going to be one of the topics? Are you going to talk acting today? Oh, no. Looks like we lost him. Oh. Let's see if we can't get reconnected out there. So, sorry. It looks like we lost our connection with our team out in at Family Natural Foods. I didn't see that till just now. So if they would, if they can start up again, if maybe if they're listening to me out there, if they could reconnect to that, we'll see if we can get them on there real quick here. Let me see if I can do anything from my end. Oh, it looks like they muted themselves. That's what it is. Okay. So they just need to unmute themselves, and then we'll get back to them here in just a second. But we'll be joining Steve or Stephen. Well, I think Stephen is the one they are going to be speaking to in just a minute. So we'll see. Oh, looks like we've got him back now. Looks like we got him back. James, are you there? Did we got you?
Yeah. Hey. Not sure what happened there.
I don't know. It's technology, my friend, and that is what happens sometimes. But you're back now. You're at Family Natural Foods. What do you got for us?
Well, we're sitting here with Stephen and talking, of course, about the history of the store, what the future looks like, and certainly just today and all the great things going on here today. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us. I have talked to Katrina about this, talked to your dad, Mike, a little bit about it too, the history of this building and how it was for you as a kid growing up here and working here and everything.
Oh, sure. Yeah, good morning, James. It's great to join you guys. It's so much fun having, we go to the radio station, you know, twice a month and sit in studio, and that's its own environment, but it's so cool to bring it here. And it's such a community hub. Yeah. It's cool that the hub travels,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
So thank you for being here. And thank you for everyone for listening today. Such an exciting day, the anniversary sale is always it's just like a beehive, you know, kind of buzzing. And so far, everything's going really smooth. We're really happy. But yeah, to answer your question, growing up here, it was like an extension of our home. Like we'd come here, and you know, reliably, my dad would always be here, or he'd be, you know, at the bank, or he'd stop at the library to read the newspaper.
Nice.
While we're here working,
right?
You're like, I'm just going to the bank, and it's like, and the bank's pretty close.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that long.
Half an hour, Dad.
Yeah, it's half an hour. Well, I'd probably read the newspaper at the library, but you know. But anyways, we'd be here, You know, even when I was younger, we'd come in and we'd stamp magazines, sweep the floor, you know, just kind of stay busy. But it's always a place that we knew, like, oh, yeah, we got to be quiet. You know, it's like when you go to, like, I don't know, church, or you go to the library, you got to be kind of serious. You got to be quiet. You got to be organized. And that's how it always felt here, is like, oh, we got to be on our best behavior.
When I imagine, thank you so much for all of that, Steve. But I didn't know any of that. That was fantastic. I love hearing that, especially the mic there. That's I love it. When it came to eventually kind of, you get a little bit older, and you are the oldest, right, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so. So we got that in common. I remember that. When it came to, you get a bit older, you're starting to think about where you want to go in your life, what you want to do. Was it always the kind of from a young age an idea to take this place over, or was that something that kind of happened naturally?
I think it was always an option, but my dad was always very supportive. My parents were both very supportive of it, but they were never pushy or, you know, it's like telling us we need to do this or not do that. And my dad always encouraged us to get other jobs when I was in college, and Katrina was in college. We both had different jobs and tried different things and learned things, you know, from that experience. But I think at a certain point, I just kind of realized the lifestyle, the community, and I just realized that I would miss it so much, you know, if it wasn't part of my life. Because I just said, you know, like I said, growing up here is like an extension of my home. It's a hub for the community. It's a place where I see, you know, family, friends, relatives, longtime customers, which become family friends. And I realized, you know, this is a pretty special thing, and it'd be great to keep it going and to be part of it. And it's really, it's just being part of the community is what it feels like.
When it came to taking, you know, those early days, those early months of you and Katrina running the business together, I imagine that, you know, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of those things. But once you start getting your feet under you, you start to, I can imagine maybe very early on, you're both very creative people. Like, okay, we love what's going on here. We don't want to break what's working, but we want to put our own name on it. We want to put our own kind of impact on this, put your own fingerprints in the business. What were some of the early things that you guys thought of to do that?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. I think even before we took over the business, my dad would always encourage us to try new things and to do different things, which we were always doing and you know, learning from, basically. So it's always kind of hard to say, because there wasn't a sharp line, and that's the beautiful thing about a family business, at least the way my dad and my grandfather have run it, is it was just sort of like an overlap. You know, like, he's still here today. You heard him on the radio. Minutes ago, basically. And so sometimes it's like, where was the line? It wasn't like Katrina and I took over and we said, oh, finally we can do that project our dad never told us we'd ever do. You know, like, right. It was never one of those things. But I think there was a lot of things that at a certain point, Katrina and I were just like, we had a little more energy and we had some ideas. We were like, let's try it. We were excited about it. So, you know, we did like we started a speaker series, which I think Katrina maybe talked about.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think our plan is to bring that back. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we brought in Terry Lemeron, Terry Natural. That was a big organizing thing, much like when my dad brought in Duke and the Doctor years ago, which was a WFHR staple for many years.
Yeah,
we loved it.
Definitely.
And so I think that was one of them. But I think there's been a lot of little things.
Yes.
You know, like Von Foss oils and vinegars have been a really great thing, and I think it's in the corner, and sometimes people miss it. There's a gentleman actually walking over there right now, but it's, you know, those are unique and special things, and they come with their own story.
When it comes to the future of the business, of things around here, similar to what we were talking about when you guys probably first took over, it's working just fine. No need to, have to reinvent the wheel here or anything. But I also have worked with you guys enough to know that you guys are not necessarily ever are settlers. Your creativeness, what you want to do for the community, all those things just keep growing. Are there things that you're thinking about, that Katrina and you are thinking about doing to look ahead? You mentioned this, bringing the series back, and I think that's a fantastic idea.
There's always things we're bouncing around. Like, we really wanted to focus on doing more grab and go stuff. We partnered with the Chamber of Commerce, did lunch by the river throughout the summer. But also in the house here, we've been making salads, throughout the years, we've done soups, usually more in the wintertime, and other, like, you know, kind of grab-and-go foods that are healthy and reliably really nutritious and tasty. And so that's something we want to continue kind of exploring and seeing what our customers think about it and if they're engaged in that. We'd love to work with more practitioners. There's a couple of practitioners we already work with that come up here and you know, they work with individual clients, you know, with like Dr. Dan, who's a naturopathic doctor. So we love finding those collaborations, and that's something else we've talked about.
That's all
working on more.
Yeah, sorry, didn't mean to cut you.
No, it's fine.
I didn't. What I enjoy about that is that I hear it in your voice already, Steve. Not only are you excited, but I can hear you thinking of other things, expanding even off of that. So one last thing, did want to make sure to hit on, because one of the things I enjoy with you and Katrina coming in, you guys are such a yin yang. As much as you have in common, are like you have this yin yang quality. Katrina kind of seems to have a little bit of a like, oh, I want you to try this, James, or I'm so excited to tell people about this, and she's certainly on the information side of things too. You a little more on the information side, and but also on the same that you have in common. Hey, this is exciting. I want to share this with the whole community. I want people to know about this product. Is there something that you've come across recently, or even in the last couple of months, that you like, you guys got to know about this? This is really cool. I remember you talking about elderberry very early on, things like that.
Yeah, definitely. That's. You know, like, learning and stuff has always been important. My dad always encouraged it. I just signed up for my fourth year of an herbalism course. I've completed 3 years of this course, and there's an additional fourth year, and I thought, okay, there's more to learn. I've really liked those courses, and I've brought in, you know, even to the radio station multiple times, information I learned from that, like elderberry and other things. And so I think Those are areas that we continue to focus on. And Katrina too, she's always books coming in, you know, she's reading over. There's definitely always things to learn, and I'm sure I'll bring a lot in from this next year of herbalism studies.
I'm looking forward to it. Stephen, as we let you go, I wanted to get just I've said this to Katrina and Mike as well. We appreciate you guys inviting us over, having us as guests. Great hosts, and we really appreciate being a small part of this whole great celebration, because we back you guys, we support you guys, what you do, and we're able to do that because you guys do the same thing with us, and this community supports you guys like they support us. It is such a wonderfully, naturally organic thing that has happened here with all of this being said. It's a lot of fun, man, and we'll encourage people to get on down here.
Yeah, definitely. We welcome everyone to come down. We're going to be open from 9 to 6 today. And on Saturday, 9 to 4, we've got door prizes you can win, free gifts for every purchase, and just a lot of fun. So stop on down. There's going to be samples. I don't know. Lots of fun.
We may talk to you again, Stephen, if we don't, though. Have a great time. Have a fun time with the show, with the sale today and everything. And happy anniversary to you guys.
Yeah, thank you, James.
Thank you for the time. We'll go ahead and we'll go to Melissa's news here. We'll play that, get a nice commercial break, and take care of our wonderful sponsors out there. And we'll come back. We'll probably have some people here from maybe the staff to talk to, or maybe we'll even talk a little bit with some of the customers. Find out. It's live radio, baby. Nothing like it. Come on down to Family Nature Foods. Their doors are open. They'll be open till 6 today. This sale is going on. Again, 20% off supplements, cosmetics, CBD, essential oils, door prizes, free gift with a purchase. There is no reason not to be here today. Come on down to 910 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Help Family Natural Foods celebrate 76 years serving this community. We'll be back with more on WFHR.
Welcome back, everyone. It's mornings on WFHR. Thanks for joining us today. It is 9:36 on the clock on this Friday, October 7th. Good day, shiny sun shining, little chill and nip in the air, fall is here. I am Seth, I'm in the studio today, and I will be joined in just a minute by James and Melissa, who are at Family Natural Foods. We are joining them today in celebrating 76 years in business, a remarkable feat for a local business, still in the same family it was started with. It's been a great day of great interviews, learning all about the history and everything, so let's head on back there and see what's going on. Hey, James, how are things there?
Hey,
Going great here, Seth. Melissa's got a friend of our new friend of ours here, Carl, and she's going to talk to you real quick.
So we are going hard and strong here at Family Natural Foods. The customers keep pouring in through the door. And I've got Carl Flagg here of Prairie Pasture Beef. He's the owner and operator of this business located out of Junction City. How are you today, Carl?
I'm great. Thank you. It's great to be here celebrating their 76th anniversary. I will also be celebrating my 70th anniversary on the farm here soon.
Oh, really?
So it's an honor to be part of this.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you have brought in samples even. You've got a whole table set up over there. It smells delicious. Tell us what you brought in today.
Okay. Well, what we brought in is samples of our snack stick, summer sausage, roast, and andouille sausage cooked together. And what I'm showing with that is that you can take two of my products without adding any other seasoning, put it in a slow cooker, and cook them together and have a great smoky meat andouille sausage meal together.
That sounds delicious, and it smells phenomenal. I can't wait to try it. Like, we might just go off air right now so you can go give me a taste.
Okay. Sounds good. It's also 100% grass-fed, and my whole farm is organic, certified, and we are also grass-fed certified.
Wow. So I know that's a whole process that you have to go through to get that certification, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, yes. And also, all of my processed products have no nitrates, MSG, and it's real wood hickory smoke. So I'm trying to take good care of the land, good care of the animals, and also good care of my customers by providing them a healthy product to eat.
Wow. So I know that Family Natural Foods carries your product. Do you have it elsewhere in the state?
Well, right now we are traveling to three different farmers markets, Wausau, the Big Bull Falls, the Stevens Point Farmers Market, and then I also go down on Sundays to the Northside Farmers Market in Madison.
Okay, so there are quite a few places that people can find products available.
Yes.
And then do you do pre-orders ahead of time?
Well, that's what we're doing here at the store. They only had so much room to add five of my products, so they have another list of products that people can pre-order. And then every Wednesday, when I come to deliver I'm out of aquaponics lettuce, which my son produces, I can provide that service on Wednesdays.
So it's not just meat that you offer. There are a few other products too. Does your son work with you?
Yes, yes. It's a family operation. Everybody works together to produce these high quality products.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I love hearing about these family owned businesses. And you said you're almost going to be celebrating your 70th anniversary?
Almost. I have to look back, but I'm going to turn 65 next year, but I still feel like I'm 32. I got a lot.
Well,
I'd
say you look pretty good.
Thank you. We're getting very close because I was born and raised there, and I just got to look back on some abstracts to see, you know, what the exact year is going to be, but we're real close.
Nice. So this farm has been in your family for more generations
than? Well, I would be second generation, and my son is going to be third generation. But I can proudly say that all of my inheritance came from a farming background. So our line has not ever left agriculture, which I'm very proud of.
Yeah, it sure should be. And many Wisconsinites can stand behind that because that's
everything
that we need to live.
Right, right. Well, the small family farm is very important, and there's a few of us that are trying to keep that alive.
That's really awesome. So, can tell me a little bit more about is it mostly beef that you raise?
Yes, that's all we're doing is raising beef right now. And I used to be organic grass-fed farmer with Organic Valley, but a change happened where I had some neighbors come and they purchased just the dairy part of my operation. So now I'm just focusing 100% on my beef operation.
Okay, and what kind of cattle, because I know there's a lot of different kinds of cows up there.
Well, we have crossbred, but right now what we're focusing on is the Bavarian Flat Beef. It's a breed out of Germany, and I like them because they milk very well. They yielded a good high-quality milk for me for Organic Valley, and then in turn, they marble out very nice on grass.
Okay, And if I remember correctly, marbling out has something to do with steaks and their quality and their deliciousness?
Yes, yes. And everybody can taste that, even in my processed meats, my snack sticks, my andouille sausage, my deli sliced pastrami. I have some very popular products that everybody is enjoying.
And how long are you going to be here today, Carl?
Well, they're telling me until 2, but I guess if people want me to stay longer, I'm willing to stay longer. So thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for talking with us today, Carl. It's been a delight to meet you. I can't wait to try your product.
Great. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Yes,
you too.
Wonderful work, Melissa. That was awesome. That was a really fun conversation. So we're going to take a really quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk with some more people here. Got another sales rep we'll talk to, another great business we'll talk to. And then we'll wrap that up. And then Melissa and either Stephen or Mike are going to wrap up the whole event. And Melissa, we're almost done.
I can't believe it.
It really flew right by.
It did.
So we'll go ahead and take care of our great sponsors, commercial break. We'll come back, have some more fun celebrating Family Natural Foods' 76th anniversary here at WFHR.
Welcome back to Mornings with WFHR. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We are going through this Friday lickety-split. My goodness, we are almost wrapping up the 3 hours here, and James and Melissa are down at Family Natural Foods with our great friends down there, and it has gone by so quickly. It's so hard to believe you guys are almost done. Of course, James is going to have to be here real quick. He's got to do some morning magazine in a little bit.
Yeah, I'll be ready for that, Seth. I'll be leaving here after this conversation. We're actually sitting here with Thomas right now, and Thomas, tell us about yourself, tell us about the company, your business.
Right, so my name's Tom Freeberg. I'm part of a brokerage that's just me and one other guy in Illinois. So I rep about 15 brands total, but I got about 4 or 5 of the brands here at Family Natural Foods, so I'll be here today until 2 o'clock answering questions about the various brands I have and any other questions people might have.
Thomas, how important is it to you to make sure that your products, everything that you're getting to the people, is just 100% what you're saying, what you're being able to give them?
Incredibly important. There are various aspects of the natural health industry that I will stay away from because I know that they are snake. We always carry brands that are going to have some sort of effect on the person that wants to take them, whether that's multivitamins to cover up the various deficiencies or formulas to address other concerns, things like that. But it's very important that when I'm suggesting these things to people to try out, that their health and safety is number one, and that these products, I'm hoping that these products will have an effect to
I'm going to be honest with you, Carl. I feel like I knew the Thomas. I felt like I knew the answer a little bit there because you guys all have that in common. All the different businesses, and whether it's a farmer or somebody like yourself or anybody, you all have the same mission as Family Natural Foods does: getting good natural products to people that you can back, that you know are going to work, and support them. And when I look over at your table there, and Thomas is right up the stairs, you can run into him right while he's here. You're going to be here for a while today. I see some of these great products. I see stuff that really seems to focus on some pain here and there, but also mental health. And that's probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, conversation right now is mental health and that. These products of yours, how do they differ from other products that people might find in the department store or something like that?
It depends on the brand that you're looking at. For example, I have Plus CBD oil, which is going to be CBD, and while we can't, because of the FDA and clinical studies, we can't exactly recommend those for mental health purposes, but we can say that it does support mental health or may help relieve some issues that may be causing stress.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of mental health, yes, it is incredibly important, especially with the pandemic having occurred over the last 2.5-3 years, everyone being shut in, being more insulated, left alone with your thoughts. These can play a role in proper mental health. It may help, keep your mood at a baseline level, things like that. But if you have more serious issues like depression or anxiety, I definitely recommend seeking out a clinical facility. Licensed clinical therapist, or even just talking to your friends or family a little bit more.
I appreciate that, Thomas, especially nowadays so many people want to pretend they're a doctor. I appreciate that you're making sure that everybody knows you're not that, but it's still so beneficial to people too, and it's a nice thing to be able to offer. And another great thing that people can do today by meeting Thomas, now you can get his products pretty much all the time here, but he's not always here. So you've got a chance to be able to talk to the man himself. Any questions, any thoughts that you have, you're going to be able to bring to him. Tom, thank you so much for the time. As we wrap up here, how long are you going to be here again today? And can you tell people how they can get your products in the future?
Until 2 o'clock. And then, you can just walk into the store anytime and when they're open.
Yeah, please don't come when they're not open.
Yeah. Thank you, Thomas. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you for coming, Thomas.
I'm going to jet out and get ready for Morning Magazine. Melissa's going to take good care of you guys. This has been so much fun. A big thank you to Family Natural Foods having us. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap things up with our friends here at WFHR.
Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We've been having a lot of fun this morning with our friends at Family Natural Foods. So we're going to go over there in just a minute here to wrap up the show. Can't believe it's almost done with. Wow, that's amazing. It seemed to go so fast. So we've got Melissa down there ready to wrap it up. And hopefully she's got someone with her that we can wrap up the show with. Is that right, Melissa?
You know, I do. I've got Stephen here with me. And we are going to talk about the sale we got going on. We have so many customers in the store. It's just been such a great morning here with everyone.
Yep.
And it's busy.
Yeah, this is exciting. And I was like, Katrina, do you want to do it? And she's like, I'm too busy. You gotta take the microphone. My dad's running around getting stuff for people. Yeah, we'd really love to have folks come in. We'll be here until 6 o'clock today on Friday, and then tomorrow 9 to 4. Lots of sales. I think we've gone through this a couple times, but we've got 20% off all supplements, essential oils, cosmetics.
So then do you live in
and more things I'm probably forgetting.
Well, there's just so much in the store to choose from, let's be real.
Yeah.
You can find everything that you need to support your mental health, your physical health, just for pure enjoyment. I am absolutely buying that diffuser right there.
Because
it's going to project trees on my wall. And who doesn't want trees on their walls in their house?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, you got such a good tour with Katrina earlier, didn't you?
Oh, I did. That was so much fun. I got to see, because every time I come in here, I have, a limited amount of time. And to be able to just go through every single wall with Katrina today was so much fun. And there are so many. The stack I have back here is.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's a good thing that I'm the only one that sees my chair.
Yeah, you found some real gems, though. I mean, Katrina's a good tour guide around the store. So is all of our staff. So certainly there's plenty of help. If you come in here, you want to have questions, you just want to explore, stop in. You can sign up for the door prizes out front. We got usually 100 door prizes, so tons of people win. Free gifts with each purchase.
And those are not small door prices.
No,
Stephen.
There's
Let's
some big
be real.
Ones. Yeah, there's some real beautiful ones. And then we got, the people you just talked to, Carl Flagg. I've known him forever. He's such an institution. He does such a great job with his beef, and I can smell it. He's like, do you want a sample? I'm already sampling
it. It's coming up the ramp and tantalizing us with the delicious aroma coming up. And he was such a dynamic and fun talker.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's always been an innovative farmer. And he's always had the right focus about natural, and I've known him since I was a kid. So it's really great to have him part of today. Thomas as well has so many good companies that some of them you just need to know more about, and that's why he's here. He can tell you any questions you've got on these products, he's the guy to go to, and that's why we like to bring in the experts, as we sometimes call them, so we can have that support here for people's questions.
Well, and for you guys to have the backup to know where these products come from, to know the people that make it, it's got to feel really good to be able to give that to your community.
Yeah, and I think you probably saw that when you went on the tour with Katrina. Almost every wall has a story. Every product has a reason why it's there. That's because so-and-so uses that and she swears by it. She doesn't have back pain anymore because she takes that every day, and it's like, oh, okay, well, that's why we have that product there. And that's what you get when you've been in the community for 76 years now, and it's a result of so many great customers and our strong community and folks like WFHR partnering with us today. It's been really great.
Well, and that was one of the things I really enjoyed about the tour, hearing so many of these stories and the fact that you listen to your customers, that you hear what they need and what they want. Like I was just telling Katrina, you don't have the jasmine oil that I want. She's like, I can totally get that for you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we can totally get whatever you're looking for. We do that every day. It's always an adventure, like helping people on their own adventure of health. And it's, you know, it's like a little bit each day. We try to improve our own health and our own lives. And that's what makes a strong community, is a healthy community.
So we got to talk to Katrina earlier about her childhood memories of being here. So I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to give you a little bit of time to think about this, about a favorite customer memory. So if there's something that, say, a customer came in and requested that you guys don't carry, or if there's something that somebody really needed to get and they couldn't find anywhere, but with your different just vast variety of distributors and people that you know, is there something that comes to mind like that?
I think on a day like today, I really remember these customers who come through. And Katrina, I love being sort of, I sometimes call it like an ambassador or whatever for foodies, people with dietary issues, people with health issues. When they come to the community, we're often the first place they start. And we're sort of like, oh yeah, well, let's show you where you can go, and we'll give them a farm fresh atlas so they know where all the good farms are, like Carl's. So we love all the new customers, but on days like today, I really love it when I meet one of those customers who knew my grandfather, who knew my dad. Probably knew, my dad's here, so if they don't know him, they should introduce themselves. But those are really powerful memories, and they'll say, "Oh yeah, I remember your grandfather," and they'll tell me some little story about how, you know, he helped carry some stuff out to their car, and you know, just had that extra level of service, and that really touches my heart on a day like today where we're celebrating 76 years.
Okay, but do you ever get any of those customers that come in, because some of them have known you your whole life, do you ever get any embarrassing stories about you from your childhood before you remember?
Yeah, that'll happen too. Yeah, yeah. I try not to remember those ones.
Oh, well, this has been such a fun day here. I'm still shopping.
Yeah.
There are still things that I need to add to my stack. And, it's a good thing my former roommate Laura came in here earlier, because she took half of my purchases home. So now I don't feel like I'm, you know, this is my second round. It's allowed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? We'll help you. We'll give you another tour. See where Katrina is to help you out. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, well, I definitely need to get a diffuser for sure, because that is high on my list. Oh, he's taking it off the shelf for me. People, see, this is the kind of service you get when you come to Family Natural Foods. So Stephen, tell me a little bit about how, because Katrina shared with us how, you know, she traveled, she did a few different jobs. What makes this store, what makes this home for you?
Yeah, I think both Katrina and I traveled, and we studied, you know, at university, we had different jobs there, and we kept coming back. You know, I had studied Ayurvedic medicine in India, which is a lot like Chinese medicine, but it's in the original medicine system in India. And it was fascinating, and that was great, but I was like, I'm not going to live in India. Like, I love curry and everything, but I was ready to get home. And it's sort of the community. It's this connection you have with people and a place. Driving here this morning, it was beautiful. I saw the fall colors. I went over the bridge, saw the river, and I was like, if I wasn't working today, I would get in a canoe, and there's this kind of steam or smoke on the river.
Oh.
It just kind of, just subtly, and all the colors just bouncing around with the morning light. And I thought, you know, we live in such a beautiful community here in so many ways, and we have so many great parks and natural resources. I don't know. I could keep going, apparently.
No, I really like it, because that speaks to the heart of this business and how integral you are to the community and to wanting all of the beautiful things in life, the beautiful around us, the health for our bodies and health for our minds, and that interaction with your store and the community and nature and how it all comes together. It's really a nice story, Stephen.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
So we have really enjoyed our time here with you. You, the sale is going on today until 6 o'clock tonight, and then tomorrow from 9 to 4, 20% off of so many different items. They have just a variety of things available. There are things here to taste and try. I got to taste some of the oils. I'm excited to go home and try.
Yeah, the balsamic vinegars and oils, those are great.
Yeah, I got a vinegar, I got an olive oil. I'm super excited to get home and start cooking. And just to all the different things that you can try and taste and talk to, and the amount of knowledge that you have here, it's really great. 76 years. Congratulations, Stephen.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you to everybody out there, all the community and customers we've had over the years. It's all, you know, a big thank you to you folks. Yeah.
Well, thank you for talking with us this morning. Thank you for having us here. This has been a delight. I'm Melissa Kay. We're here at Family Natural Foods. They're here until 6. We're here with WFHR.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.